Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, Bill is joining us this morning, a second date update. Let's get right to it, Bill. What's going on with Michelle?
Oh, hey, yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We went out about 3 weeks ago, I guess. I called her a few times to see if she'd like to go out again. But, you know, she hasn't gotten back to me, and I guess I'm being ghosted.
So, yeah, I mean, certainly could be a misunderstanding, but 3 weeks sounds like a long time. Could you tell us, can you go back to the date itself? Like, how did you guys, you know, what'd you guys do for your date?
We went to a bar, for some drinks, nothing crazy, hung out and got to know each other a little bit. You know, I thought it went well, but I'm guessing not.
Well, you can only be yourself, do your best, and tell us, Bill, what was the chemistry like with Michelle?
It was pretty good chemistry. We talked about our lives and, you know, like our families and friends, and she has a great family. I get along with my family. We didn't get too deep, but just, you know, casual stuff that anyone would talk about on a first date.
How did you meet her originally? Was this an app thing?
We met on the apps.
Okay.
We've been chatting for a while, building up to this.
Sure. Did anything happen, Bill, that could have made Michelle change her mind about you? Is there anything at all you can think of?
Not really. My best guess would be, she started talking about a problem she was having with her sister and her sister's husband, her brother-in-law. And I kind of rolled my eyes. I didn't mean to, but it's just a reflex.
Okay.
She might have caught that.
A reflex. I'm going to use that next time.
When you're with Brooke, you're not dating anymore. That's the problem.
I get it.
We've heard of people getting ghosted for less than that. So you hold on. We'll find out if that's the issue, something else. Or is there a chance at a second date? Let's find out.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Michelle?
Yes, it's fine.
Yeah, Michelle, it's not a... Please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a robocall or anything like that. And sorry to trouble you this morning. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment. We do a segment on our show.
The radio.
Yes, the radio.
Yeah, we're on the radio right now.
Okay. It's not like a podcast. Oh, we have a podcast, but Michelle.
Oh, okay.
So we are calling to try and help... Bill, and I don't know if I said this or not, but we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we're here to figure out why you have not called Bill back after your date with him.
Oh, God.
And this happened like 3 weeks ago.
Sounds like you remember him. What do you remember about him, and what happened? Because he had a good time.
Well, did he tell you what he does for a living?
No, he didn't. We were mostly talking to him about his date with you that he thought went really well. So what?
Yeah.
So
right.
So what is he doing?
He's a mortician.
Okay.
And so what's the issue with that?
Well, I just have to say it. I can't be with someone who handles dead bodies all day. I just can't.
And why? And why is that? Does it creep you out?
I would never be comfortable. I mean, I have like a germ. Even before the pandemic, I was a germaphobe. Like, I would always be wondering if he washed his hands or like showered thoroughly enough.
Morticians have to be very clean. I'm sure they work in a very sterile environment. I don't think there's anything. I mean, first of all, the person's gone, but I'm sure they're incredibly careful.
My dad works for the health department, so like our house is like sterile, but I just can't. Like, okay. my dad would tell me all the horrible things, but I can't.
And sorry to interrupt, Michelle, but because we just have a moment. But we've actually got Bill on the other line, and he is listening.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't tell you this, and I'm sorry, but he is listening in. Could you just take a moment to talk to him?
It might be good to get him an explanation, and just, to be honest.
Just to maybe let him know, so you guys can talk this out. Maybe he can at least illustrate. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Bill, can you hear me?
I can hear you,
okay, yeah. Did you hear Michelle?
Yeah, I'm just a little surprised. I mean, I'm a mortician. Like, what's the big deal? It's a good job. I don't get it.
I know. I'm so sorry, Bill. I should have just. I just didn't know how to like just say it. Like, I'm a germaphobe. I can't be with someone who handles dead bodies all day. I can't. I'm sorry. It's no.
I mean, just so you know, I'm a very clean person, and I'm pretty anal about that. Like,
yeah. Still, I just wouldn't. I know myself, but I just would never be comfortable knowing that you're just working with dead people and then just, going out and getting chicken wings for lunch or something. I can't. I'm sorry. It's my issue.
Wearing
so
gloves.
Nice.
Yeah. Bill, maybe take us through the steps of being a mortician. It's not like these people are rotting corpses.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting to them within probably hours of after their death.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think we need to. Do we really need to talk about that?
Well,
I can get off.
No, don't please. No. That's Michelle. That's not the idea. But I think Bill deserves to.
Respect what he does.
I understand it.
Respect what he does.
But my point is, Michelle, I think Bill deserves to explain to you what he what he does and take you through that process of preparing.
My grandma died. I know what a mortician does.
Okay,
like And I just can't.
Okay. I don't think there's any help.
Okay.
I think you're beyond.
I'm sorry.
No, all right. We're beyond. Bill, there's nothing. Go ahead, Bill.
I get it. I can't change what I do or how you feel about that. But, I guess I understand. It's just, I think it's a little weird, but.
It's my hang up, and I get that. And you're super nice, and I wish you good luck. And I hope to not see you on the slab.
All right. So it's not the fact. It's not a creep. You're not creeped out by what he does. It's just except for the germs. So
I think she's still there.
So it's a no. It's a no for us. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right, Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Real quick, do you get this a lot from women that you date when you tell them what you do for a living?
People are kind of taken aback, but not usually like germaphobe,
I tell you, I live next door to a mortician, his family, and they were just wonderful people, and they were all very clean.
Yeah.
I mean, flawless.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
All right. Well, listen, Bill, we wish you all the best. And you too, Michelle,
you have your choice, and that's fine. It's unfortunate that it seems to be somewhat superficial.
We wish you a germ-free dating life.
We sure do.
Thank you both for being on.
Second date update.
Thanks anyways, guys.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.